This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Back with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. And before we proceed with our guest, Nick Redfern, who is already here and waiting with bated breath to talk to us about women in black and such, I thought that Chris and I would recap or expand upon something that we mention on After the Paracast. And if you're wondering what After the Paracast is, it is our premium show that comes as part of the Paracast Plus. So you get the commercial-free version of this show, you get After the Paracast, and other things. So we mentioned it briefly there, and we talked about a gentleman from the UK named Isaac Coy, and that's a pseudonym, because he works as a barrister, kind of a lawyer, in England, and doesn't want his connection to UFOs to be known. And we understand people have their priorities. So evidently here, and this is very, very complicated, but Isaac has been digitizing older UFO magazines and such. And he's been doing it for a while and is really doing a lot of work there, great work, presenting a free digital archive of all these great publications from the 50s and 60s and 70s, you know, before we had digital stuff, doing really good work. And this is complicated, and Chris, maybe you can help me figure this out. So we have Ted Rowe from NARCAP, who evidently left NARCAP and started his own organization with Erica Lukes. Do I have it right?
Yep, so far.
I'm going to mention it because it is an issue here very quickly. In brief, they are accused of threatening to out Isaac Coy, in other words, reveal his real identity. But to be perfectly fair, they say they did no such thing.
Because he made some comment about their organization, and they took exception to it. And to retaliate, they threatened to, I don't know, somehow they've gotten a hold of a picture of him at some conference, and they're going to figure out who he is and out him on the internet. He claims that Isaac Coy claims he's a barrister in England, and that it would be real detrimental to his job and his prestige if he was tarnished and slimed by an association with the UFO field. And so that's why he has a pseudonym, and he's been doing very excellent work for many years and has managed to digitize quite a number of old publications that very few people have access to and put them into a place where you can download them and have easy access to them. You know, you go ahead, Gene, take it from here. Nick and I both would agree that this is what we dislike most about the field, but continue.
Now, as I said, we have that version of the story, and they deny they ever made any effort to disclose his real name. Just putting that in perspective, but I'll continue with this anyway. Now, I have no idea what impact this would have on his career, but Isaac Coy did post a letter on Facebook and elsewhere saying he's getting out. That's it. You know, he can't go on with this, and whatever it is that could happen to him in terms of feedback, maybe his employer would object to his association with UFOs. We have no idea. He is entitled to his personal life. He's entitled to use a pseudonym. Actors use pseudonyms. Authors use pseudonyms. He's entitled to his privacy. And now, evidently, he's given it up. He's no longer going to digitize any of this material. Because, as I said, there's this disputed version of whether these two people got upset. I'm sure that most listeners are wondering, what's this all about anyway? But this is the crazy UFO field sometimes. Silly things happen that make no sense. I'm not going to even consider why Ted Rowe may not be at NARCAP anymore.
You know, tell people what NARCAP is.
Okay, NARCAP. Yeah. Everything here has to be filled in with explanations. And so NARCAP is an organization called National Aviation Reporting Center on Anomalous Phenomena. In other words, they call UFOs UAP, just like Hillary Clinton did. And Richard Haynes and Ted Rowe were the people behind it. And both have been on the PowerCast, and we thought they were great guests. Very knowledgeable, very scientific in their approach. So I guess if I take this correctly, Ted Rowe is not with them anymore and started his own organization. And somehow Erica Lukes, who was one of the big investigators for MUFON, was also involved. Now, after that, we're really getting in the weeds here. So I think we're going to leave it there, except to say this is an example of the things that upset us the most about ufology.
Okay. It's why I cringe whenever somebody refers to me as a ufologist. I very quickly and politely and you know, kind of low, in a low-key way, correct them and say, please don't call me that. I don't consider myself to be that.
It's like using a four-letter word to Chris.
It's just, and so many of our listeners really don't care. They don't have any interest in personality conflicts and backbiting and the behind-the-scenes political wranglings and tiffs that people have, rows over row and goy. I think Nick would agree that, I would never refer to Nick as a ufologist, even though he has written many books about the subject and has investigated quite a number of cases on his own and with others. But, Nick, do you consider yourself, well, first of all, welcome to the show, and I'm glad I'm here this time. I think I've missed your last two appearances for one reason or another. Welcome back. But do you consider yourself a ufologist?
No, I would consider myself someone who investigates a lot of mysteries that interest me, and one of them happens to be UFOs, but cryptozoology is also a big interest of mine, some aspects of the paranormal, and so I don't even think I'd have, I guess the closest label I would say would be like a paranormal researcher, right. Because the paranormal, you know, can cover pretty much any aspect of unusual phenomena, but I mean, to get to the, you know, the thrust of what you were talking about at the beginning, you know, a lot of people actually kind of find it quite surprising when they find out, when it comes to UFOs and paranormal, I'm pretty much in sort of my own little bubble. I don't follow the whole he said this, she said that, the gossip, the scandal, who's doing who, you know, I just don't care. You know, because I enjoy having a normal life as well. I just don't care about all the personality clashes and all that kind of stuff. Only from the perspective of, I guess the one thing that I did enjoy in that angle, because it was done well, was Jim Moseley's Saucer Smear. You know, to have to listen to a bunch of people arguing about, well, I'm going to be the president, or, and I'm going to be the vice president, and you can be the chairman, and we're going to change the name to this or that, and we're going to, you know, I just couldn't care less about it, and I don't even follow it. You know, there's not much I can say about the story you'd mentioned, because I haven't actually heard about it until you just briefly mentioned it at the start of the show.
You know what? I'm going to say this quickly, and let's close it off. Let me say this quickly and close it off. The only reason it makes any difference to me at all is because it impacts somebody who's trying to do something good and trying to give people a repository of really good information they can look over. And I don't think that he's bothered anybody. And I guess if he said something that upset them, well, that's something that could be resolved, I would have hoped, in a way that doesn't threaten this person's position and force him to give this all up. And that's what upsets me. Otherwise, I don't care about the organizational structure or why they did this or why there's NARCAP and why Ted Rowe is here and Erica Lukes is there and why there's MUFON. I couldn't care less. When it impacts someone who I regard as just an innocent victim here, that upsets me. I think that's the point here. We'll get away from that totally. I just wanted to bring you up to date. We have Nick Redfern. We have Christopher O'Brien, the first time with Nick in a couple of attempts. With Gene Steinberg, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, so before we leave the subject of Isaac Coy and his reasons for leaving the field, Nick, you wanted to say something.
Well, yeah, one thing I would say is that, you know, I think despite the fact that I don't sort of follow all the gossip and the scandal and, like I said, who's talking to who and who isn't talking to anybody else anymore or whatever, this actually isn't anything sort of unique to ufology. This is how human beings act. And you can find that, I'm quite sure, in, I don't know, the local golf club, you know, about who's going to be president or who's going to do this, or, you know, in people who, I don't know, collect old movie posters or something like that. And, you know, they argue about who's going to sell this at this convention or whatever. All it comes down to just people. Ufologists aren't ufologists. Ufologists are people. And people sometimes act like asses, you know. And so that's why I just don't bother with it, because I just literally cannot be bothered to waste time when I could be having a good time, you know.
Or be drawn into it like you were with the really tawdry Roswell slides episode.
Oh, well, that was a little bit different, because that was based around, you know, an investigation of an aspect of ufology. Now, I'm all up for like a good solid debate and heated argument on the merits or the lack of merits of a UFO case. That's miles apart from, oh, have you heard what so-and-so's done? And so-and-so said this. You know, and it actually has nothing to do with the phenomenon or the phenomena themselves. Now, the slides angle did. It had a bearing on the Roswell case until it all fell apart, you know. So in that sense, I'm on the ball and follow those kind of things, because it's part of ufology as a phenomenon. But somebody said, oh, well, Nick Redfern don't wear ties and shirts and jackets for conferences. I'm like, well, no. And, you know, it's not important. It's like totally irrelevant to anything I do. And pondering on why somebody else in ufology had an argument with somebody else, I'd rather watch paint dry on the wall, you know what I mean?
All right, I don't want to do this because you mentioned Roswell slides. There is an article at Kurt Collins' site, Blueberry Lines, where he talks about this Isaac Coy thing. And you ready for this? The attack on Isaac Coy is Erica Luke's revenge enacted by Ted Rowe, fallout in part from the Roswell slides fiasco. I kid
you
not.
Well, again, you know, what this demonstrates is that when it comes to things like the Roswell slides, things become personal and inflammatory. If somebody said to me they disagree with the theory that I had, then we can sort of discuss that and fight it out on a radio show or whatever. If somebody says I'm full of Nick Redfern's full of you-know-what, then I would attack that person personally, you know what I mean? Because that's like making a personal attack instead of focusing on the case. And again, you know, it demonstrates human nature far more than it does anything about ufology. You know, it's
it demonstrates a lack of maturity is what it demonstrates. God, get a life, people.
You know, it's just, for me, I just don't understand the concept of wasting time and, you know, getting on the phone to your UFO buddies and saying, oh, have you heard what's going on? Was it something to do with UFOs? Or is it, you know, somebody was caught screwing somebody else's husband or wife or whatever at an event? You know what I mean? It's two different things.
Oh, really? Ooh, inquiring minds want to know.
But, you know, I've kind of been a bit jokey here, but my point is that if I'm going to talk about UFOs for 2 hours, I'd rather talk about the phenomenon than go on about what he said, what she said, because what does it achieve at the end of the day? It achieves one thing, that people argue over things that really get something better to do, you know.
Tempest in a teapot.
Well, folks, if you read this stuff online, and there's so much junk out there, and now we have the term fake news, and this will join it. I just say get away from it. We're trying to provide a little bit of a reality check here, and let's just get on with our stuff with Nick Redfern. And Nick, of course, every time he comes on the PowerCast, he's written another book. And a recent one we wanted to get into here just because of the nature of it, which is a book called The Women in Black. Women in Black, The Creepy Companions of the Mysterious MIB. Now, to be politically correct, Nick, can't we have the people in black or...
No.
Well, yeah. I tried.
Somebody did actually ask me, after having done 3 books on the Men in Black and now the Women in Black, somebody did say to me, are you going to do like Brothers and Sisters in Black and Grandparents in Black? Which I thought was kind of funny, but no, that's probably not going to happen, to say the least.
Just imagine how many potential cases you have in fundamentalist, Muslim countries. You know, get a mysterious knock at the door, and there's a woman from top of their head to her feet, covered in black, with some cryptic message.
Well, I guess that technically would be a woman in black, but it wouldn't be necessarily a woman in black. You know, it's just a woman dressed in black.
Yeah, a wib.
Exactly.
Well, this is news to me. I'm fairly up to speed, I think, and at least the MIB phenomenon. And, I'm scratching my head trying to recall an example of women in black being associated with threatening visits and, attempts to silence experiencers and witnesses and that sort of thing. What prompted you to first of all, to even dive into this particular subject? Was there a particular case that really, really caught your attention and caused you to scratch your head and think that there was maybe something to this?
Well, it was a couple of things, really. One was the angle that there were sort of pre-existing stories. Like, for example, John Keel in the Mothman Prophecies talks about mysterious women turning up on people's doorsteps after UFO encounters, and they'd very often be dressed in black, and they would pose as gypsies or as census takers. And, they would try and find ways into the home, and then they would start with kind of questions. There was also the story, quite a well-known story, about John Keel's secretary, this mysterious woman going around Point Pleasant, kind of overstepping the mark when trying to get information out of Mothman and UFO witnesses in Point Pleasant. And then, of course, Keel had to tell everybody, well, I don't have a secretary. So there's stories like that. But as I mentioned sort of just a few minutes ago, having written 3 books on the Men in Black, I get a lot of feedback from people who read the books, who hear me on shows, in the same way that I'm sure people like Kevin Randall, who've written, quite a few Roswell books, he gets a lot of feedback on Roswell. Somebody who writes about haunted houses gets a lot of feedback on haunted house stories. With the Men in Black books that I've written, over the years, you get a lot of feedback, and I would probably say out of every 15 or 20 cases, I would get one or two where the witness would say, I read your book or heard you on the show, but I wanted to tell you about my story, but it was a little bit different. There was a threat, I'd seen something, there was a threat, etc., etc., but it was from a woman in black rather than a man in black.
We have Nick Redfern talking about the women in black. It's Gene and Chris. You're in
Paracast.
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we have Chris O'Brien trying to do the voice of a woman in black with Nick Redfern. We're talking about Nick's book, Women in Black. Go on, please.
Well, yeah, just before the break, you know, I was saying how for every couple, you know, every sort of 15, 20 reports, I get a couple of cases where the witnesses said, I had an experience very similar to that which you described in the book or on the radio show, except the person who threatened me was a woman in black rather than a man in black. And I first got one of these cases personally, probably around about 2007, which was not long after my first book on the subject, On the Trail of the Saucer Spies, collected these reports together. And to the point where, earlier this year, was when finally I'd got enough material to justify writing a book on the subject. But as I said, I couldn't have done it had it not been for the fact, you know, that so much feedback came in. And then, you know, I asked the people, can I speak to you at length? Can we do an interview? Would you be okay about using the story? Etc., etc. So it was very much a case of looking at the smaller number of pre-existing reports combined with the new ones, or in some cases old reports, but which were newly reported, so to speak, that allowed me to do it, really.
Now, looking at the descriptions of women in black, do they look like men in black?
Yeah, they are actually very similar, where they wear like a black outfit, but they kind of look weird and kind of a little bit strange. They have very pale skin. They often are seen wearing these long black wigs, which are very often in like bangs, you know, so the hair comes right down to the eyebrows and sort of folding around the face, you know. They wear these large wraparound sunglasses. And they look strange and they act strange. And like the men in black, they sort of turn up at people's doors late at night, you know, wait to be invited in. And and then grill the witnesses, basically. And most people get like a really creepy vibe from them, even if, as in some cases, you know, they're really good looking, but people just get this unsettling vibe that, you know, they just want to get as far away from them as possible.
Now, I want to just bring that back because we hear that so much in the so-called vampire lore. So when a man in black or a woman in black comes to your home, is the key to invite them in? They can't come in unless you invite them in?
Well, certainly that doesn't occur in every case, but there are a lot of cases where they sort of almost patiently stand on the doorstep. And that also goes for the stories of the so-called black-eyed children as well. You know, they all kind of seem somehow interconnected. You know, you've got the black clothing with the men in black. You know, they've got the black fedoras, black-eyed children have got the black hoodies. The women in black have got the black wigs. You know, there's all these similarities. And when you kind of put it all together, you do have this pattern where these things, you know, none of them clearly are from, like, the FBI or the NSA. You know, that's more to do with the movie incarnations. And certainly, if you go back to the early 50s, the Men in Black, you know, they were described as extremely creepy and straight through, you know, with John Keel. I mean, if you read Mothman Prophecies or read any of his other books, the Men in Black don't sound anything like from the government. And that's the same with the women in black, that whatever they are, you know, they're not from the Pentagon or the, you know, the British Ministry of Defence or anything like that whatsoever. There are a lot of weird paranormal overtones with the women in black stories as well, in the same way that there are, you know, with the men in black cases. So it's you know, it kind of gets back to what Chris said, that, you know, do I consider myself a ufologist? Now, I would say no, and although the vast majority of the cases in the book are focused around UFOs, I wouldn't actually say it's a UFO nuts and bolts book, because it isn't, because it, you know, it sort of goes into a lot of other areas of the occult and the paranormal, which cross over into the women in black mystery in the same way that they do, you know, with the men in black.
Do they drive brand-new-looking Cadillacs from the 50s? Or?
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing, because I actually don't have many cases like that where they do turn up in the cars. You know, the men in black, particularly in the 50s and 60s, you know, that's all they did. That's all they drove. The women in black, like a lot of the men in black stories, it's almost like they materialize at the front door, and then when, you know, the threat's over and they leave the front door, it's like they've just blinked out of existence. You know, so it's a very odd phenomenon in that sense as well, you know, when we look at who or what these things are.
Do we get a sense of possibly what sort of agenda they might have other than silencing witnesses? Is there any sort of significant patterns through the accounts that might tie them together?
Well, yeah, there are actually a few really weird cases where the witnesses to the women in black have said that when, you know, and it's usually just one woman, you know, if you look back at a lot of the old stories, it was usually three men or, you know, very often two. Very rarely, in the early years at least, was it just one. But the women in black do tend to turn up mainly, you know, just on their own, just one of them. But there are a lot of weird cases where the witnesses have said that when the women in black were in their presence, they kind of started to feel like sick and weak and lightheaded, as if they were losing all their energy. And more than a few people have said, you know, I'm paraphrasing now, they didn't obviously use the same words, but basically felt they were sort of, these things were almost like energy eaters. You know, they were like a parasite. They were sort of, you know, living on, I don't know, like a human energy or a life force. And they were literally draining them, kind of like you mentioned it, like the classic old-time vampires, but not draining them of blood, but almost of like a, you know, a psychic life force kind of thing. The threat and, you know, the intimidation is kind of a ruse to elevate the person's fear levels or stress levels. And that's what they feed upon. That's what a number of the witnesses think. They felt that they were plunged into this state of fear, not because the woman in black actually wanted to frighten them away from the subject. It was just to frighten them and then feed upon that terror, so to speak.
So if someone is terrified, they can kind of become like a parasite and grab your energy. Is that it?
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess the best way to describe it is like, like a parasite, that kind of thing. Now, that's, of course, the witnesses' interpretations of it. Now, there are other cases where, for example, the women in black have been described as sort of alien-human hybrids. A number of witnesses came to that conclusion, the idea that what they were seeing was something that kind of eerily resembled a cross between a human woman and, the sort of classic alien on the front of Whitley Strieber's Communion. You imagine something like that, as weird as it sounds, with a long black wig on and black sunglasses and sort of staying in the shadows and only coming out at night, she might just pass and not be noticed too much, you know what I mean?
When you talk about a black wig, in other words, the wig is so obvious, it can't just be somebody's hair.
No, well, that's the weird thing, is that the wigs, according to most people, really stand out as wigs. The kind of thing you would see like on a mannequin in a shop window. We're not talking about something, really sophisticated. But, I mean, one of the weird things is that in 1970, a woman named Shirley Cromarty had an experience with one of the wig-wearing women in black. And she actually worked in the President Nixon administration. She worked at Nixon's getaway home in Florida.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd be seeing strange things in black after working with a guy like Nixon, I'll tell you. Let's get into more of this in the next segment, seriously enough. Continue that story. With Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien, and, of course, Nick Redfern, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. We have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Before we get on further with Nick Redfern and the women in black and this person who worked for Richard Nixon, how about that? Well, I'll tell you about something else. It's called After the Paracast. It's a second radio show that Chris and I do, and quite often we have other guests there. We just can talk about anything at all or talk about a show or go into totally different subjects. You never know with After the Paracast, and the only way to hear that show is to become a member of the Paracast Plus, at plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. You get a commercial-free version of this show. You know, we nuke all the network ads. And you get After the Paracast. We've got videos coming up now and other shows. Even Paul Kimball's Other Side of Truth, featuring vintage interviews with a lot of people, including Nick. We got a video of you from Paul, and we've got a couple of audio files of you from Paul. So that's what we have.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, at the Paracast Plus, at plus.theparacast.com.
Well, that must have been years ago when Paul interviewed me. I don't know when that would have been.
It would have been the early 2000s, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say probably 13, 14 years ago.
Right, and hasn't been available for a while. And also, he started to do some new interviews. He did a new one with Greg Bishop just a couple of weeks ago that's up now. So he's starting to get so interested in doing it again, although also he's trying to be a politician, that he's decided to re-edit some of his old stuff or present new interviews. Let's move on with this person, this woman who worked for Richard Nixon, therefore she has my sympathies, if she's still among us, and she encountered a woman in black. Tell us more.
Well, yeah, I said 1970. It was actually 71. I made a mistake on that. But Shirley Cromarty, she was a housekeeper at Nixon's Florida retreat, and she was actually out shopping one day, and this really weird, pale, sunglasses-wearing, strange-looking woman with this black wig came up to her and essentially, basically came up with a sort of a ruse of asking what the time was. The woman suddenly released this sort of jasmine-like scent from her hand, and Shirley Cromarty said when she was actually taken to court, and I explain why, she said that she lost her self-will, and this woman rather bizarrely took her into a store and forced her or against her will, but her will was taken from her, to steal a number of items of clothing. And the case was actually thrown out of court because both sides really believed her story, that, you know, she'd somehow been drugged in some fashion. The story was, I said, it was this sort of jasmine-like scent. Her mind was sort of rendered under this woman in black's control. Now, John Keel actually picked up on this story, and he felt that it was actually done for Nixon's benefit. It was a case of sort of these women in black pointing out how close they could actually get to the presidency if they wanted to. You know, so it's sort of a very, very strange situation. Now, this possible jasmine-like scent could have been what's known as scopolamine, and it's known better as the devil's breath. It's actually something that's synthesized from what's called the barraquero tree, which grows in Colombia. And it actually creates this sort of powerful drug which can take people's free will away. Now, you know, somebody might say, well, it was just somebody, you know, looking to steal somebody's money or whatever, et cetera, et cetera. But if you read the story, she actually sounds, you know, just like a classic woman in black. And even this issue of asking people what the time is, that's one of the ways that, in so many cases, the women in black start a conversation with UFO witnesses. So, you know, it is a really strange story and sort of one of the lesser known ones involving the women in black, that in a very strange way, you know, the connection to the White House even.
Ooh. Okay, so we're talking here about an event that occurred back in 1971. And I guess we think about men in black and women in black, and we think about the 50s, 60s, 70s. What about now? Any recent cases of women in black or men in black that are worth of note?
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, you know, with the feedback I get, I mean, I've got probably at least 15 or 16 reports from this year alone of men in black and two or three of women in black and, you know, the same for 2015, 2014 and so on. One of the stories I've got in the book involves a woman named Christina George, who just a couple of years ago had a very weird experience with this sort of woman in black, and also with two children with her, who were standing outside of her property one particular day, and who acted in very strange fashion and almost sort of mind controlled her flatmate. And they didn't try to get in the house, but they were clearly watching very closely what Christina was doing. And what was interesting is that this woman in black and these two creepy kids, who she said actually had solid black eyes, like the black-eyed children, the three of them turned up immediately after Christina had been doing a paranormal investigation. And it actually comes across very much almost like you know, a supernatural saga than it does a UFO one. There's no actual UFO component in it, but you've got, as I said, these creepy characters on the doorstep and coming up with a ruse as to why they're there. In this case, they were looking for a lost cat, and but everything sort of smacked of it being orchestrated and staged. And a very, very weird case. Another one, I talk about a Florida woman who's active in ufology, Denise Stoner. And she had a couple of women in black experiences just about two or three years ago where at the height of her investigations, one particular day, there was a constant, non-stop ringing on the doorbell. She went to the door, looked through the spy hole, and there were two of these, again, wig-wearing, huge sunglasses, pale-faced women in black who looked almost identical to each other, just standing there on the doorstep. And, you know, she didn't open the door, but it kind of amazes a lot of people when they realize that, you know, the number of reports and sightings and encounters of the men in black and the women in black that are still going on, you know, all the time. That the phenomenon, I think, has obviously, you know, primarily been seen as one of the 50s through the 70s for the most part. But I think a lot of people, and I do get this feedback, and I think it is one of the reasons why a lot of people don't talk about them, is because they worry that people are going to say, oh, you've just overdosed on watching too many Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones Men in Black book movies, you know. So I think, ironically, although the Men in Black movies have given the mystery of the Men in Black more visibility, it's actually made people more reluctant to talk about their experiences because people think they're lying after watching the movies or whatever.
So how then do you separate the possible influence of the movies from possible real encounters here?
Well, I mean, from my perspective, you do it the same way you would any investigation. You know, you look, you listen to the story, you ask the person to tell it again. You know, you become, I mean, I think most of us in the subject, when you speak to people over time, you become a good judge of character. You know, you can tell if somebody's sort of, you know, trying to pull the wool over your eyes or if they're trying to fabricate a story. You know, and if they say, one of the things I often do, you know, if somebody says, I have no interest in the UFO subject, I've caught out a couple of people over the years when they said, well, I've had no interest in UFOs at all. This experience happened. And, you know, and I've said, you know, can I use the bathroom at some point? And you just kind of, when you go to the bathroom, just look around for any bookshelves. And on two occasions, I found one where the house had got like 20, 30 UFO books. The other one was stacked with UFO books. You know, they clearly were fully aware of the UFO phenomenon. So those kind of stories didn't make the books. Now, that wasn't in relation to Men in Black, I should stress. That was UFOs in general. But, you know, you have to be very careful how you accept a story. Now, I think most witnesses are genuine. You know, I think most of the people I've interviewed are genuine. They're just genuinely mystified by what they've seen or experienced or encountered. But you have to be unbiased and look at each case on its own merit. And, you know, just because I get a new Women in Black case, it doesn't mean I'm sort of leaping up and down excited. I just, you know, look at each one as it comes along and see where it leads or where it doesn't lead, you know.
We're going to lead to this for a few moments, and then we'll be back with Nick Redfern talking about Women in Black and more with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.